It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by NECA IBEW Signatory Contractors. Featuring the new Powering Michigan rebate. For all your home's EV charging and solar power Michigan rebates, visit poweringmichigansfuture.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
And we got a great show for you today. We'll be talking about the expanding residential electric market and discuss EV charging, solar energy, storage, smart panels, and standby home generators. Stay tuned for some great information from the experts at NECA and IBEW and learn about the all-new Powering Michigan rebate program that will save you money on your home project. Sponsored by the National Electrical Contractors Association, NECA, and by Electrical Workers IBEW Local 58. Only on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by NECA IBEW Signatory Contractors, featuring the new Powering Michigan rebate. For all your home's EV charging and solar power Michigan rebates, visit poweringmichigansfuture.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Kicking off the show with Tom Middleburn, Executive Director of National Electrical Contractors Association, NECA, and Sam Licavelli, National Accounts Manager for Pro Leasing Services. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ken.
Tom, I'm joining you today at a NECA networking event for contractors at the Ambassador Cigar and Spirits. Tell me what's happening tonight and tell us about the contractors that you've been training and hosting all week long.
Well, we're really happy to be here with all our friends from WJR, but we have to thank Ambassador Cigars as well for letting us host our event here today. But what's going on today is we have a very vibrant associate member program at NECA, engaging with dozens of our industry partners, one of which is Pro Leasing Services, who's hosting the event today. And as far as the training, what's going on this week, we have a contractor training all this week. It's in two parts. A three-day contractor business course focused on startups. The last 2 days are emerging and expanding markets, particularly green energy.
You know, I keep hearing everyone talking about business, teaching everyone business, which is so important. So many people miss that part of the business because they may be good electricians, but they need to be good businessmen as well, correct?
Absolutely, and I actually got to speak on Tuesday, and that's one of the messages I delivered to that group that I don't want to say proud of them, but I was proud of them that they were taking those steps to learn how to be business people, because you can be a great electrical worker, you can be great at doing the work, putting it in, but if you don't do the business end, you're going to have a tough time.
A lot of people have unfortunately made that mistake over the years.
Right.
So I'm glad that you're making sure people do not. It's been such a hard time finding contractors, for residents to find contractors out there. And obviously you see, NECA sees an in or a good opportunity for the residential market. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Sure. NECA, we're an international organization. And since you talked about finding contractors, here locally we represent 240 entities, of which approximately 210 perform electrical construction. So, and we provide a large number of services with the intent to make our contractors successful. And that's a very long list. And what we're doing this week with the contractor training is just one facet of that. And our contractors work in all facets of our industry, right? You know, we have to generate the electricity. You know, we got to, you know, whether it's the traditional powerhouses, natural gas, hydro, solar, wind, all those things. And of course, we distribute that electricity, right? And that's our line workers, right? We got all those folks and our linemen represented by the IBEW. And then, of course, we got to make it usable. To your point, you know, we got to apply it to our residences, our businesses, our large industrial, which we do. So,
and then you need to teach them how to use it properly,
yes.
Correct?
And just to go on with your question, we do a lot of ongoing educational events throughout the year, throughout our history, and we have a wonderful national organization because the world has kind of changed the last few years.
Yeah.
So our contractors in this area have been very engaged with the virtual training, and they still do it.
With all the new technology in the industry, Chuck and I have always said that the electrical workers are the brain surgeons of the building industry. I mean, you guys are. You work with the circulatory system of the buildings, of the houses. If it wasn't for you guys, nothing would work. And I love the fact that you guys are getting into the residential market. You're letting people know you're getting into the residential market. And you're getting into the residential market with a lot of new technology.
Well, that is the fun part of our industry. I know I'm a little biased, but our industry is constantly changing, constantly evolving. We have an international education and research foundation called Electri. And the fellow Jason Head, who you're going to talk to later, and I were just there. And it's just amazing the stuff that's going on today and what's going to go on tomorrow. And it's our part of our job to train our contractors to be able to execute it and get the job done.
The continuing education, whether you're a brand, electrician, is always continuing education because there's always new technology coming out.
You're absolutely right.
It's amazing. Sam Licavelli, Pro Leasing Services, you're a sponsor of NECA Networking Event tonight. Tell us more, please, about Pro Leasing Services.
Absolutely. Pro Leasing Services is a company here located in Michigan, and we service fleet vehicles. We do purchasing, maintenance. It's a full solution for customers and their fleet vehicle fleets. We kind of specialize in general contractors, electrical contractors. We know their business. We know how they handle their fleet and what they use the vehicles for. And we try and fit a proposal together that works for them and is customized for their fleet, what they need.
So I'm a business owner out there, or I want to expand, or I know I need a fleet. What would you say to me about your services?
Absolutely. So the first thing we do is we kind of go through and do an analysis of your whole fleet. How many vehicles you have, where are they located, what do you use the vehicles for? If you're a general contractor electrical, I kind of know, you know, that you have site vehicles, that you have vehicles in different locations and what you use the vehicles for. And I kind of, you know, you tell me, I'll ask you, you know, do you have maintenance in-house? Do you have maintenance? Do you do maintenance hour? Do you have a fuel program? Do you have gas tanks there? You know, so I kind of feel you out a little bit first to find out, you know, what you're doing currently, what you have and what you don't have, and then try and make recommendations that make sense for you. You know, I'm not going to try and sell you something that you don't need, but we try and fill the gaps that you do need, basically.
Well, let's say I don't have the gas tanks there, the fuel tanks there. Are you seeing more interest in electric fleet vehicles?
So electric fleet vehicles, right now, obviously, it's in its infancy stage. I mean, I think we just got some 24 Silverado orders placed for some customers. A few of our customers have already tried a couple electric vehicles, and that's what most of them are doing right now on a test basis, especially all the electrical contractors definitely want one because they want, you know, obviously in that business. So they want to see how it's going to work. They want to see how many charging stations they need, how much, you know, how long it takes to charge the vehicles. And do they really, is it a good application for the field?
Makes perfect sense. Tom, for homeowners out there, what do you want to tell them about some of the things that NECA offers for them?
Well, what I'd like to follow up on, since, you know, Sam was talking about electrical vehicles.
Okay.
We have a 60,000 square foot electrical industry training center, which is where our contractor training is going on right now. But that's where we also train our apprentices and our journeymen in the residential field. And we also have the Powering Michigan rebate program, which helps our contractors provide good prices to their customers for solar, EV charging, smart panel upgrades, standby generators, battery storage. You know, and of course, we're trying to get the word out with the help of our friends at the Inside Outside Guys.
we're definitely here for you. How much does NECA get involved with residential electrical?
Well, we've always been involved with the residential market, and not everybody might realize that because a lot of the notoriety we get is for the larger projects,
sure.
The condos, the apartment complexes that are part of, you know, larger multi-use structures. But we've always been in the residential space, and it's very exciting right now because, as I mentioned earlier, we have that training center where we train our people, and we're training our contractors this week. And especially with the digital age we're in, and what's coming forward is going to be even more dramatic. With all the smart houses and all the technology that's out there to help us control our homes, be efficient, manage our systems, our contractors and our electrical workers are skilled and trained to do that.
All right. Hey, coming up, we got a couple of gentlemen that actually work in the home on people's house coming up. Hey, stick around with more from the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by NECA IBEW Signatory Contractors, featuring the new Powering Michigan rebate. For all your home's EV charging and solar power Michigan rebates, visit poweringmichigansfuture.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We continue our conversation with Jason Head, Assistant Executive Director of NECA, and Matt Klebinski, owner of Pro Lighting and Solar. Welcome, Matt and Jason.
Thank you.
Matt, you've been in the market all week working with electrical contractors in the area of solar, EV charging, storage, and incentives. Tell us what the focus was this week and how it's going to affect the residential energy market.
So thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show. Once again, I'm Matt Klebinski. I'm with Pro Lighting and Solar. We've been training contractors in the area how to get into the residential solar and energy storage market and also electrical vehicle charging station projects. The market here in Detroit is pretty much wide open. There are several contractors currently in the market. A lot of those contractors aren't electrical contractors. They're solar contractors, and there's a difference.
Okay.
The work itself is electric work. So utilizing the union electrical contractors in this market, it's going to be a lot easier for them to get into the market, and it's going to be a lot easier for them to gain more control because of the skills, the efficiencies, and also the incentives that the electrical workers and NECA are offering through their LMCC. So currently there's a 30% investment tax credit for solar and for energy storage, and also for electric vehicle charging stations. There are also incentives, which Jason's going to go over, through the Powering Michigan program, where if you hire a union contractor, you get extra incentives.
Wow, all great stuff. Jason Head, Assistant Executive Director of NECA. Jason, what do customers need to consider when they're hiring an electrical contractor, the homeowners that are out there?
Well, Ken, obviously you want proper licensing, bonding, insurance, but something we really focus on is training and familiarity with specialty work, and that is something that we do a great job at achieving.
Matt, why is today the time to explore these new technologies?
That's a great question. The market has really matured, and also the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, a lot of those tax policies just went into effect or were increased the 1st of January. A lot of the incentives, so the investment tax credit was supposed to drop down from 26 to 22% this year, but with the passing of the Inflation Reduction Act, the investment tax credit is now bumped up to 30%, and it's good for 10 years.
Wow.
So it's a significant increase. There are also other incentives in place, the USDA grants. They were 25%, now they're 40%. So the time is now. It's never going to be cheaper to do solar than it is today. And with the incentives that are out there, there's really no reason why not to do solar. One other really quick point, if you add solar to your house, it's also going to increase the resale value of your house. So for every watt of solar you put on your house, it's going to increase your the resale value of your house by $2.90. What does that mean? So that means a standard solar array, say it's a 10-kilowatt system. It's going to be around $30,000 to install the system. That's everything out the door. The increased equity in your house, $29,000. So the payback is instant if you look at the equity that's going to be added in your house to add solar.
Now, you used the word putting solar on your house. I'm going to play a homeowner out there thinking to myself, I don't have a good roof to put it on the house. What are some options for residentials, homeowners, to be able to use solar if they don't have the right roof angle?
So you can also put it on the ground. You could do a ground mount system. You could do a carport. There are several different options that are available. So if you have the roof space or you have the land, there are options for us to install solar. And currently we're using American-made solar panels. We're using union labor. So we're trying to source product as local as possible because we want to invest in our community.
I love it. I love it. Jason Head, how does the training that you've been doing this week help your contractors and the homeowners out there?
Yeah. can our contractors and their employees, they get to see the latest techniques, the latest technology, software. They're going through match training. They're going through solar layout, design, EV load calculations, lighting controls, energy storage, smart panels. I mean, they're really running the gamut here this past week. Matt's had them in class all week long. It's been a fantastic turnout we've had. And they went over incentives. They went over, like I mentioned earlier, different design layouts for solar, the most efficient panels they have on the market. We also offer, through Powering Michigan rebate program, we offer additional incentives right now for each one of those categories, whether it be solar, EV charging, smart panel upgrades, standby generators, battery storage. We've had a great program right now. We have great contractors that can install that in those residential homes.
Wow, you just went through a lot. And considering that you actually teach them and you also have your own company, what's your company website?
It's Pro Lighting Solar.
ProLightingSolar.com. So people want to check that out. For if I'm a homeowner and I see all these different options that I have, all these new technologies are coming out, how many of these would I want? If I have an electric vehicle, how many of these would I want on my house or in my house?
So if you're putting a solar array on your house and you wanted to add an electric vehicle to your household, you would need to add in 3.2 kW or 8 400-watt solar panels. So you would need to oversize the system by 8 additional solar panels. So when you come home and you plug your car in, your car is going to be getting charged by the sun.
And I love that, because we all remember last summer when the California governor asked people not to charge their cars because they worry about the grid. If they have a, and Chuck and I have often said this, that eventually we believe every house is going to have their own power system right next to them. And this is the start of that, obviously.
Microgrids. You're seeing more and more microgrids. It's a national security issue.
Right.
So
right.
You take a firehouse, a police station, a school. It's imperative for them to have a reliable source of energy. Microgrids would be solar paired with energy storage. Is going to create a microgrid. So no matter what happens, if there's a war like there is in Ukraine or the grid freezes like it did in Texas, you have your own individual standalone microgrid with all of your own energy created right here in Michigan.
And it'll never be cheaper than it is today.
It will not. And the cost of dirty energy is increasing every day. The national average is 4.2%.
Wow. Wow, wow. That's it to me. So real quick, can you give us an idea? Someone who has a 2,000 square foot house, what would you do for something like that? What would you recommend?
The average size system is 6 kW.
Okay.
So you're probably looking at around roughly 20 to 20, between 16 and 24 solar panels. So if it's a 6 kW system, 6 kW, you're looking at roughly $18,000 to $20,000 is your initial investment. And then off of that, there's a 30% federal tax credit. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. And then you also have the energy that's generated from the system and the increased resale value of your home.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've sat with anybody and, you know, talked pricing, but that initial price has come down, way down in the last few years.
Yeah,
what
the cost of solar has dropped around 70% in the last 10 years.
That's amazing. And you get all these incentives as well.
And the solar panels are made in America. And with the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, there's investments in making the product here. We don't need to make this product overseas. We need to make it here in Michigan or Ohio. We need to make this stuff here. And there are incentives to build solar plants here. There are incentives to do the energy storage products here and the microinverters and all the other components, which I think is great, because you think about what we do here in Michigan, we make stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely. Jason Head, how does the homeowner out there, if they decide they want a NECA contractor, how do they find a NECA contractor? And how many NECA contractors are there out there?
Oh, Ken, that's a great question. NECA represents over 220 electrical contractors in all facets of our industry. We'd love to have somebody visit our website. You can go to smcneca.org, and there's a tab on there that says find a contractor, or go right to poweringmichigansfuture.com, and you'll find one of our well-trained, certified, qualified electrical contractors.
And if someone didn't have time to write that down, they can go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go to the electric section there, and you'll find you guys there and click real through. Real quick, Matt, maintenance as a homeowner. Is there any maintenance as a homeowner on any of this stuff?
Great question. That's one of the most brilliant things about solar. There are no moving parts. So from a maintenance perspective, we do offer an annual cleaning and inspection of the system. It's very minimal cost. But considering there are no moving parts, there really isn't much maintenance.
Matt and Jason, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah,
greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned for more only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by NECA IBEW Signatory Contractors, featuring the new Powering Michigan rebate. For all your home's EV charging and solar power Michigan rebates, visit poweringmichigansfuture.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Right now we have owner of Easy Electric, Gary Rule, and Jay Fearer, general foreman and superintendent for Easy Electric. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about solar. We're hearing a ton about solar. Tell us, are homeowners excited as you guys are when it comes to solar?
Absolutely. It used to be an emerging technology, but it's a now technology. It's affordable for our customers. It's real time, and it has a realistic payback on it.
Yeah, it's getting people are seeing the payback more and more. Are you getting more calls? I mean, how long have you been doing solar personally?
Personally, I was in the solar business back in 2009 and 2010.
Okay.
It was way too expensive.
It was.
No one could afford it. I traveled all over doing feasibility studies, and it just, the payback wasn't there. So in the solar market, yes, we're transitioning into solar through our generator applications. We currently acquired a business here locally. We now have 4,000 past and present generator customers that we're going to introduce the next level of sustainability with solar, EV charging, and battery backup.
The interest in solar, do you see it becoming, is it because it's more affordable, or are you getting that message out there? Is a message getting out there that it really does work and it's worth having?
I think it's twofold,
okay.
Threefold. The rebates and incentives, the
there
tax incentives are phenomenal. The performance and efficiency is, 100% better than it was 10 years ago. The reliability, the fact that we are here in Michigan, we still produce a lot of power.
Makes sense. Gary, are the jurisdictions, are they getting it? Do you ever go to a jurisdiction or you go to a city where you kind of have to, I see a smile coming, where you have to tell them or teach them? Are they keeping up with the technology as well as you guys are?
Yeah, I think they're starting to come around to it. And we've had a few relationships that have come to us and asked for our feedback and asked for us to educate them on what they can do to be more efficient in their facilities and what we can bring to the table. Jay's been real good at working with them on that, and we're trying to also evolve as a company and educate ourselves better to help them.
And you're obviously growing, and that's what this NECA event is all about, right? I mean, about
Absolutely.
Getting better education, because think about, you mentioned back in 2008, 2009, how much the technology, I mean, for everything we're talking about today has come about. Not so much change, a lot of it's come about, and only imagine where it's going to be 10 years from today.
Well, it's the technology, and it's also our mindset.
Yeah.
It was a whole different ballgame back then. Now it's here. We have a big push here in the state of Michigan with the big three, which is the backbone of our industry and our livelihood here, that you have to be net zero by 2025 in some cases.
Right.
So it's a trickle-down, trickle-up effect. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity for savings, for tax incentives, and just to feel good about what you're doing. Achieving net zero is not an outrageous goal.
No. It's not. It's very possible. And explain to people what net zero is. A lot of people have no idea what you're talking about.
To be completely off the grid. And we can build a hybrid system with solar, a battery backup system, and ultimately a backup generator.
And people could basically be off the grid, not have those monthly payments, and not worry about losing their power as well during a storm.
Correct. Peace of mind. Is with everyone working from home still, there's a tremendous amount of need for that.
So I'm a homeowner. My budget allows everything we talked about. What kind of room will I need? What kind of room will a power station take up? What kind of room will maybe a ground mount system take up?
Again, it depends on the application, but more so your usage within your facility. We're ultimately going to come in, and you might still have screw-in incandescent light bulbs or an antiquated electric hot water heater.
Yeah.
We're going to make those recommendations to reduce your usage, which ultimately reduces the amount of solar or backup power that you need, right?
Right.
We're not solar sales guys or generator sales guys, parts and pieces sales guys. We're solution providers that want to give you what you need to help sustain your lifestyle.
Yeah, and everyone's watching the news, and unfortunately the fear is selling, you know,
yeah, exactly.
And people see the stuff. And who wouldn't want to be all by on their own? Who would not want to not have to depend on someone else for the power, their food, you name it?
I think that's the million-dollar question there, Ken.
That is the million. So once you install these, Gary, once you install these units, what kind of maintenance is there for a homeowner? Is there any maintenance at all for a homeowner? Do you have maintenance programs you can come back and help them out with as well?
So the big maintenance program that we have with the generators is a yearly maintenance. We come through and we do our basically tune-up, firmware upgrade for the generator. We check everything, make sure everything's working properly. As far as the solar, you know, there's a routine yearly maintenance for that, make sure everything's properly working and adjusted, and all the systems are working correctly.
Okay, so as far as homeowners themselves, there's nothing they really have to do. Probably not safe for them to touch any of these systems once they're in, correct?
It's not recommended.
What about the smart panels? Do you find yourself putting a lot of those in, or working with a lot?
That's going to be a slower roll. With the generators, we're able to monitor them remotely. With the solar panels, we're able to monitor them remotely. We haven't gotten into really downsizing homes because we're building to 100% capacity, but
yeah,
we're going to get there because, again, people want to spend wisely and smarter. So if we can, if a house is sized for a 20 kW generator and they can only afford a 10 kW, we'll put in a smart panel and we can, you know, defer the loads to where the customer is.
It's great technology.
Operating their first floor and not their second floor.
That's just great technology. When you sit in front of a homeowner, because none of us, I remember you telling someone, if I got every job I bid, I'd go out of business. If that makes sense, I would have. But when you go in front of a homeowner, what are some of their biggest questions, some of their biggest objections, something that may scare them about your systems? Do they understand how the systems work?
Well, that's the one beauty of the internet.
Okay.
They're far more educated now, some more than most. So we just have to be prepared for the deflection.
Right.
The naysayers, and be ready to answer that question.
Yeah, and your job is to educate them, right? When you go out there, your job is to educate them. And to be honest, you guys have a lot of stuff you're just learning yourself, and there's going to be more stuff you learn in the next year. So stay tuned. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Now, you have a location in Troy. You have a location in Taylor. That's a big footprint. Do you cover most of Southeast Michigan?
Yes.
Very simply, yes. If you can hear our voice,
yes,
you're going to be there?
We're there for you.
Okay. I want to make sure people understand this. We said this early in the show. There's never going to be a better time to get this stuff. It's never going to be a more affordable time to get these new technologies, because as they're coming out with the tax incentives, the government are giving people a reason to buy these. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Never going to be a better time?
No.
Okay. Well, if people are looking for a solar, standby generator, anything in the house, they need an upgraded panel, Easy Electric can help with that, right?
Yep. Call 866-456-0976.
One more time.
866-456-0976.
Okay. We appreciate you guys coming on with us. Gary Rule and Jay Furs, thank you so much from Easy Electric coming on with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. We'll be right back. AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by NECA IBEW Signatory Contractors, featuring the new Powering Michigan rebate. For all your home's EV charging and solar power Michigan rebates, visit poweringmichigansfuture.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Joining our conversation now is residential energy expert Tim Leonard, CEO of Streamline Electric. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How's business, buddy?
Things are going good.
Are they going good?
Yeah.
Tell us about your companies. What does Streamline Electric, what do you guys do? We know you do electrical, but are you dipping your toes in all this stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, we're fully immersed in a lot of the electrification that's going on. We're doing smart panel upgrades, electric vehicle chargers, solar, battery storage, anything that has to do with electrification. And we also do repair work, installation work. Those are the things that we pride ourselves on.
You do repair work on existing systems?
On existing systems, yes.
Question, an existing solar panel. I mean, do you ever have to replace something because something fell on it? Does hail ever hurt it? What would be a repair on an existing solar panel?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got up there. We've actually done a customer had to get his roof replaced. So we had to go in and remove the existing solar system, have the roof replaced, and then put the solar system back together. We stored it. It went actually really, really good. It was a 4-day process to have it all done.
Are there times would you tell a homeowner you don't want to do a roof system, you want to do a ground mount system? What are some of the reasons for the different systems?
Some of it may have to do with coverage of trees. If they have a lot of land, that's always a plus. We wouldn't have to necessarily go on their roof. We don't have it a lot in this area, but slate roofs would not obviously work.
Right.
We stay away from those. Shingle roofs, obviously those are the ideal. But, you know, we always come out and we advise the customer what's the best approach for their unique situation. Everyone has different land lots and elevations, and the direction of their house has a lot to do with that as well. So those are all factors.
Yeah, all this this new technology that we're talking about, there's a lot of new technology. How do you discuss with the homeowner? How do you make the homeowner understand all this technology that you're about to put in their house?
That is the task. I mean, a lot of this is very, very technical. So we pride ourselves on taking the time with the customer to explain to them these different technologies, what a smart panel is, what it can do for them. When it comes to electric vehicle chargers, a lot of people are concerned about how much draw is it going to be on their existing, is it going to affect their bill. We provide them answers. We just take the time. And then a lot of people may not be thinking about solar, but we always enlighten them on battery storage, solar technologies to help them move into that futuristic space, the electrification movement.
By the time they contact you, do they know all the benefits of solar as far as the rebates and stuff like that? Or you normally
not by the when they call us, it's typically just a cold call. They may have a problem or they may be interested. But when we get there, we really lay it out. We have some marketing material that our service electricians have. We have a sales guy, and he provides them all the different rebates that are there available to. We educate them on the federal rebates, everything. We try to really educate the customer as much as we possibly can because it is a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. It's an investment, but it's a lot less investment than it used to be. And with the rebates, that's really helping out an absolute ton. Solar's coming to Michigan. Talk a bit about what homeowners need to consider if they're going to put a solar panel in on their house. What kind of things they need to consider?
Again, just what we kind of cover. It really comes down to the positioning of their home, the tree coverage. These are all things that may impact their decision when it comes to a solar.
Is there a homeowner out there that solar won't benefit?
I'm reluctant to say that, it all depends on what they're willing to do. When it comes to trees, if you just clip a few limbs, it may work. And we're just big on as far as we're moving forward when it comes to the electrification. One thing we're talking to our customers about is asking them what do they think if they could own their power. That's one question we ask. Is what if you own your home?
Yep.
What if you could own your power? and stop renting your power from the utility. So we and a lot of people that at least puts the thought in their mind, and maybe if they don't make want to move forward right away, we definitely explain the benefits of why that is beneficial. Because again, because of all of the electric vehicles, the heat pumps, carbon footprint, these are all things that help homeowners consider those things.
All such interesting stuff. As a Powering Michigan contractor, you have additional incentives through the Powering Michigan Rebate Program. Tell us about those programs, please.
So the rebate program, it covers solar installation, electric vehicle charging, smart panel upgrades, standby generators, and battery storage. And for each one of those services, it has a threshold of a dollar amount, and then they receive a rebate for it. For example, residential solar, you get, if it's a $25,000 job, you get a $2,500 rebate. And that is directly through the Powering Michigan program. And that's in addition to the federal government rebates as well. So collectively, if an individual wanted to do all of those upgrades together, they would save $5,750 on a total project. The value of the project has to be about $43,000 total for them to benefit from that. But after that rebate, the federal government, they give them the 30%. So there's just, it's not going to get any cheaper. There's really, really beneficial for the homeowner now to really act, at least within the next couple years.
Now, being a NECA contractor, you've proved you're one of the best. How do listeners contact Streamline Electric and learn more about you and what you give and schedule an appointment?
Well, just go to our website, prostreamline.com. Check out, you can do a submit a form. You can schedule through the website. You can also call us at 877-830-2377.
And I got to think, a lot of people, when they call you out, you are just educating them like crazy. So one of the questions you're going to get is, what's a smart panel?
That is a good question.
It's a simple question, right? What's a smart panel?
The smart panel gives you control, much more control with your power usage, and also how much power you are actually using. So it allows you to budget more. It's an app that you download onto your phone. You can turn off and on circuits. You can see how much power you're using. It's just it gives you way more control. It's not in the from the device level in your home. It's actually at the actual panel, so you have complete control of your electrical system.
I love it. Now, another question I'm sure you get all the time. It's January. We had snow. How does solar work in the winter when we have all these clouds?
Well, with Streamline, we actually provide a continued service with the solar installations. So we will come out and do a cleaning for in the wintertime, and we'll just to make sure that they're brushed off and getting as much power as they possibly can. But at the end of the day, UV rays come through clouds and things like that. It still becomes daytime. So the solar, although it may not produce like it does in the summer, it still creates power usage even in the wintertime.
And the proof of that is you watch all those shows about extreme Alaska. What are all those people off the grid living on?
Exactly.
Solar panels.
Right.
Tim Leonard, CEO of Streamline Electric, thank you so much for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Great job. This has been Powering Michigan's Future, a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys. I'm Ken Carverly. Thanks for joining us on AM 760 WJR.